Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here week after week, and I get to share some of the amazing women that I have met on this social media journey that I have been on as I've been, raising my family and building my business and breaking those myths that women like me who work from home, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, whatever you want to call yourselves, that, you know, we're dabbling in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, savvy business women, and we're here sharing and empowering each other. And it's so exciting because I get to meet the most amazing people. And now through my journey with AsSeenOnTV.pro and Kevin Harrington's group and, you know, getting commercials done and things like that, I have been introduced to some remarkable women and companies. And I am so excited today because, let's face it, the holidays are fast approaching and our showcases are here. And today I am sharing Margaret Sinclair, who is the inventor of MyMaggies.com. Go to MyMaggies.com. You will not... Okay, so what are Maggies, you might ask? Maggies are these fashion magnets that are designed to securely attach fabrics together without pins or knots. These really are magnificent magnets, and they allow you to tie together anything from a shawl to a scarf to a pashmina and so much more, and it leaves your materials completely unharmed. You have to see for yourself. You can see the commercial that Maggie has on her site. If you are on our show page, you can click the link, and it'll take you to the AsSeenOnTV.pro commercial that they did. And this invention is actually the eighth patent that has been awarded to Margaret Sinclair. And she was born in Australia, which is where she's calling from right now. And she has lived more than half of her life in Dallas since moving to the U.S. in 71. But she began her career in Australia as a registered nurse, a midwife, and a pediatric nurse. And her work in neonatal pediatrics led her to designing a positioning product for premature babies. And she was awarded 7 patents by the U.S. Patent and Trade Office for these inventions related to infant positioning. In 2005, she sold one of her patents and her medical manufacturing business and retired, or so she thought. And that's what brings her here to us on the show today. So, Maggie, thank you for calling in all the way from Australia. How are you? Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, I'm very good, thanks, Dori. It's like quarter past eight in the morning here, so I'm just getting over jet lag and everything else. But here I am, bright and early.
That's right. You know what? I love that. I love that I am speaking to you in your tomorrow, because we're taping this show ahead of time because of the time differences. But it's so cool because it's, you know, a little after 5 p.m. here on a, you know, Monday evening, and it's Tuesday morning in Australia. Isn't the world a remarkable place? And yet here we are on the phone having a chance to share your remarkable accomplishments. I really want us, before we even talk about my Maggies, which are, I can't even tell you what a phenomenal product they are. They are so wonderful. But tell us, I mean, share this journey that you have been on. What's it like to have 8 different patents and things that, I mean, because for people that don't realize, you know, when you patent something, it's because nobody's ever done it before. It's a remarkable thing to do something nobody's ever done before.
Well, how far do you want me to go back? Do you want me to go back to where I first started and how I came up with the first one? Or, I was a registered nurse, and I was working in London and working with premature babies. And I had this little baby that had a tracheostomy. She weighed 3 pounds, and she was 2 months old and very ill little child. She was only about 12 ounces when she was born. Anyhow, my dog had come across to join us. He was in quarantine. He'd come over from Boston. And he was in the kennel, and in those days it was like a 3 or 4 month quarantine. So I'd go to visit him, and at the same time I was looking after this little preemie. And I had bought him this dog bed, and it was just such amazing material inside that conformed. And I thought, gosh, if only this baby could have my dog's bed, we'd be able to position her in new and much better ways that were much healthier, because her head was so big, that twice the size of the body. And anyhow, I went to the pet store where I bought this dog bed, and I said, what's that stuff you've got inside there? And that was polystyrene beads. And they gave me a bag of it. So I figured out how to sterilize it and made up this little cushion, took it into the hospital, and had the matron let me do a nursing research project. So that's the beginning of my manufacturing career, actually.
See, this is what I love about women. Women start with why. And if we don't see it, we make it. I think that's brilliant. What an amazing story to think of something like that. And you know, it's funny because when you think about it, and with what you created, it wasn't rocket science. It was a very small little thing, but look at what it did for preemies who have such a myriad of issues that they're dealing with. And any way you can keep them comfortable and safe and swaddled and all of those wonderful things that are going to help them grow and thrive. I mean, how cool. But still, I have to ask, how do you segue from now retiring? I mean, you owned a manufacturing company for a while. You were manufacturing medical clothing, correct, and things?
I had a manufacturing business and went on, after the preemie product, I went on to design a whole line of patient positioning products and for nursing homes and for helping prevent bed sores. Anyhow, the long and short is I started a manufacturing business, had up to 20 employees in Dallas, and that business was really incredible, actually, though it was pretty boring because the fabrics were the same. I had employees and we all cut and sewed all this stuff. So I started a clothing line as well, just so that I had something a little more interesting to do. Anyhow, in 2005, I sold that manufacturing business because I had accumulated 7 patents by then, and another company in the U.S. was infringing on my patent, my best patent, actually. And so I gave him the option to be sued or to buy me out. So he bought me out in 2005, and I retired. And from retirement, I bought a house in Australia so I could come back and visit my family a little more often. And so we traveled back and forth, and we spent 3 months a year in Australia, and the rest of the time I was in Dallas, and traveling also to Europe and doing some other things. Anyhow, while I was in Australia 1 year, I think it was about 2012 or 13, 2012 it was, exactly, and they had these gorgeous sarongs that were absolutely fantastic, and I thought, there has to be a better way to wear a sarong than tying a big bulky knot in front or anywhere. And they're not very flattering, beautiful fabrics, but not very flattering when worn that way. They look great on young, live, beautiful bodies, but not on everybody. So anyhow, when I went back to the States that year, I started looking around to see what was on the market that you could use for that purpose, and there was absolutely nothing. I could have stitched it and put Velcro on or something or done something else, but it altered the garment. So I thought, well, magnets found would be good, that because they would hold it together. But so I started looking around, and it wasn't until I came across the idea of a ball magnet with a ring that I knew I had something that was really an incredibly valuable tool. And I just thought, well, I was just intending to make this for myself because I wasn't planning to go back into business. I was already nearly 70. And so anyhow, I put this together. And as soon as I did, I knew I had an earth-shaking product because there was nothing in the world that will hold multiple layers of fabric together without penetrating the fabric in one way or another. And when I did some more research, I found that the last patent issued that accomplished that task was a safety pin back in 1849. And anyhow, it's all history from there. I went to the patent attorney, filed for a patent, and started my business in that I could do from home because it's a very, very small product. And I had a sick husband who was requiring a lot more of my time caring for him. So that's how we got started. And from the bedroom of the house, and they started selling. I went to trade shows, and I started selling to stores, little boutiques, and the stores were selling them very well and reordering and reordering. And so I knew that was really a great test market. And I was able to get into that market because I'd already been in the fashion industry with my clothing line. So that's how the business started. And it has just taken off since then. I've spent a lot of time. It's a very, you have to put a lot of money into it. And so I pulled out everything I had in my retirement savings account because I knew this was such a good investment. And I just ran with it, and here I am now. But I spent a lot of money on graphics, good graphics, and on videos and doing things like that that would really sell the product, because when you just have a little ring in a ball, nobody knows what it is. It requires a lot of effort and teaching of to consumers how to use it and what it's for, because all these years they've managed without something that does that.
Well, you know, I have to say, excuse me, they really are phenomenal. You had sent over your beautiful press kit, which is probably the most in-depth professional press kit I've ever received, by far, and a bunch of different packages that you have, the different way that they are packaged, and, you know, the smaller ones, the larger ones. There's two of the largest that they have, two silver caps, two gold caps, and my son and I were going to a wedding together, and it was chilly. I grabbed my wrap, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to try these because I have this beautiful purple cape that has sleeves, but it only has one closure on the top, and I was going to put some closures on it so it wouldn't blow open in the cold, and I was like, wait a second, I got to try these. Put it on, needless to say, you know, and it's a heavier material. I mean, it held it absolutely beautifully, but when we got to the wedding, my son put his shirt and tie on, realized he had a button missing right in the middle of his shirt and no tie pin. So he was like, Mom, I can't even hold my tie to this. What am I going to do? I was like, wait a second. I pulled it off, and he was like, Mom, it's too big. I was like, so don't worry. Nobody's even going to see it. I put it up inside of his tie, the larger part. I mean the ball part. I put the flat part up against him, and boom. The shirt was together. The tie was there. The top part of his tie was loose. I mean, he was like, Mom, this thing is great. I was like, I know. He goes, it's a shame it's not smaller. I was like, no, Dan, I was just using the bigger ones. The small, I mean, they have really small ones that would have been perfect for something like this, all the way to these, which I can use for my cape. You can use these for curtains and things like that to be able to fold them back or hold them closed and things like that. I mean, there have to be so many different applications beyond clothing for this, and I'm one of those people that I'm always thinking on my feet when I see things like this. And I love that you have all of the interchangeable rings. I wish I could describe it. It's kind of, you know, a ball. You know, there's the ball and there are the rings that close it on both sides. And I love that they're interchangeable, that you can swap them out and they're, you know, different sizes and, you know, different strengths. For thinner material, for thicker material. It has to have been so fun just to keep developing this. That's why I said, you know, retired, or so you thought.
Yes, and it has been very exciting. And it's actually, I think I'm aging backwards now. I feel like I was when I was 50 because I'm doing so many things and really enjoying the excitement of the invention.
As well you should. And I'm going to stop on that note. I just want to take a quick break and thank our fabulous sponsors for being here. Kathleen Ettinger is the owner of Teascapes, which is a mobile tea consulting business. And her tea business provides people with high-quality, healthy premium teas, tea accessories, gourmet foods to enjoy in your home without having to go to a specialty store. And they also provide something that I think is just so unique and interesting. They provide information on tea and etiquette for a variety of occasions, and they also provide in-home or on-site tea parties, which allow people to make time for themselves, friends, family, support local charities. And you know what? Even businesses are starting to do this now. Having, you know, rather than just a formal luncheon, doing something a little more casual and doing, you know, tea and finger sandwiches and things. And it's just really a wonderful way to take that moment and take that time for yourself and enjoy the moment. So you can find Kathleen at Enjoy Teascapes, TEASCAPES.com. So enjoyteascapes.com. And our other sponsor today is stadiumbags.com. We are getting ready. I'm so excited to launch our site. As a matter of fact, by the time this show goes up, we will finally be live. And I can't wait for you guys to see our commercial that we did with AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington and get to see our new products, our new site, everything that's come out. We've got great holiday specials going on, and it's exciting because, you know, those of you who've been listening to the show for so long have been on this journey with me as I've, you know, been trying to get things going and launching a business, and it's never easy, but it's totally worth it, and it just goes to show that it takes as long as it takes. And, you know, not to give up on yourself, because there is no time limit when you believe in something. You believe in yourself. Don't let other people talk you out of it. It's part of the reason Word of Mom Radio is here, for women like us, to give each other a voice and to share. So we're, on that note, back here with Maggie Sinclair, and we're talking about My Maggies. And I just want you to tell us how it, you know, so we know how it started. So you began with which product, and then tell us how all the other ones have developed from there.
Well, I started with the Maggie Twin Pack, which is a smaller magnet with a ball, a smaller ball magnet with a ring, and then a mid-sized magnet. And they worked for just about everything you could use. The thing was, there was a ball and a ring, and if you put the ring on the outside, it looked too industrial. And if you put the ball on the outside, which looked prettier, stood the risk of walking up to a car and the car stealing the magnet. So that wasn't going to work. You lose your clothes.
I'm laughing because that actually happened to me when I got out of the car.
Right.
My cape, it hit the cape. The cape hit the car, and next thing I knew, it was like, oh my gosh, now that's a magnet.
So for the first year, that was the only product I had, and the stores were selling them like crazy. But they were designed to be hidden in your clothes and not to be seen. So after that, I thought, well, there has to be a way. I'd really like to be able to close a jacket and do some more things. So I designed my second pattern in this group, and that was a button, but it didn't have a shank or anything. So that would, you could close the garment or do what you're going to do with the ball in the ring, and then you could wear the ball on the outside and just snap the button on top to protect the magnet and to stop it being attracted to metal objects. So that was my second thing. And then that brought out the Maggie Combo Pack, so which was three parts. It was the ball in the ring and the button. So, and we call the buttons fashion plates, actually. So that was the second item, and that was selling really well, incredibly well. And then Home Shopping Network actually has picked up that product and are doing very well with it, selling 100 a minute when they have it on air. So that's what they have. And then after the patent was issued in April this year, which is, you know, just less than eight months ago, actually it was May, it was about 7 months ago, I came up with a thinking of the Maggie Snap, which is probably my flagship product. And I knew from the minute I designed that product that this was going to be absolutely huge, because it took it from being a product that women could wear in fashion to a utilitary product that could be used for so many more applications. It's a ball magnet, and the magnet's very powerful. And then it's two O-rings, metal O-rings. And the magnet sits between the layers of fabric with an O-ring on either side of the layers to hold it all together. So it works a little bit differently to the others. But the nice thing about the double O-rings is that you can reposition it very much. It's easier to reposition. Now, it doesn't replace the other products. At first, I thought, well, it probably would replace everything, but it does not. And I use both still because the different rings are more powerful. The ring is stronger and sturdier with the original Maggie's. It's a bigger ring and it's a heavier metal. But the other one is incredible. Like today I'm wearing it's pity you can't see it, but it's a poncho, a silk poncho. And so you know how the sleeves all flutter all over the place, a poncho.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually give it a sleeve by putting the ball in the middle and a ring on either side, and it looks very good. It looks like it was made to be worn that way.
Oh,
and the same thing.
You have no. I have about five, and I cannot wait to do that.
The Maggie Snap.
Different ponchos and pashminas, and I love those things.
And the Maggie Snaps are perfect for ponchos and things. And the other thing I did with that, the Maggie Snaps come in six to a box. And then I thought, well, nobody's going to want to wear silver rings on, you know, different, it might not go with jewelry and things. So I had them make colored rings. And so now you have black and white and gold and a reddish color. And so they sold separately, but it gives you a lot more options. Like today I have the black rings on. So it looks like little black circles, and they're very small, and they blend in with your
mm-hmm.
clothing. And but the nice thing about the Maggie Snaps, it's not just for ponchos and things. I mean, that's where I use it most. You can hang curtains with them. I've just actually been fixing up my house in Australia,
and I had to make up the guest bed, which is a sleeper sofa. And, you know, there's no way to hold the sheet at the bottom, and they just fly all over the place. And I put some Maggie snaps on the bottom, and it's amazing. It doesn't go anywhere. So you can make flat sheets fitted. You can use them on curtains. You can use them camping. You can use them to hang Christmas decorations. They're great for camping, on tents and things like that, or sun lounges, you know, when you're staying in a hotel. I'm going to do a fashion shoot, a product shoot, actually, on the beach for the Maggie snaps to show all the different ways to use them. You can use a pop-up tent, and that's how we're going to photograph it. We're using a pop-up tent, and I've got some netting, and in 5 minutes, you can, with the Maggie snaps, you can make a screen porch out of a pop-up tent, and it's absolutely phenomenal. So, but I have to do it so that people understand.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Well, these first
huge campers.
Yeah, I'm working while I'm in Australia because I live in one of the most beautiful parts on the Sunshine Coast with absolutely gorgeous beaches, and so I can't wait to do the shoot, which we're doing actually on Thursday. So, but
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
There's just so many places that can sell this product too, and that's really my biggest challenge, is getting it out, because it's such a huge product. There is nothing like it in the world, and that is not, that is something really big. And this product will be around forever. You cannot destroy it. It won't lose its potency. I mean, it's just indestructible. And so the power is in the magnet, and that is really the important thing. If that magnet isn't powerful enough, forget it. It won't work. So I've put the power in the magnet, which adds a little, it's a lot more expensive. Those magnets are extremely expensive. But I think for something that is so usable and you can use it for anything. If you don't want to use it for fashion, you can use it just to, just put notes up on your fridge if nothing else. But it's something that you'll always be able to use.
I look at it, I have friends who don't like fitted sheets because they don't feel that they stay right. I could see them using them for, you know, the sheet corners. Like I said before, holding your drapes open, being able to, you know, where you don't want to put something in the wall, you're renting a place and you don't want to put holes in the wall to be able to tie your curtains back and things like that. You'd be able to use, I mean, I can't even tell you how many, and I haven't been using them that long, and the different applications I see for them, it's amazing. I have to ask you, has anybody ever come back to you with using it for something where you're like, wow, I never thought of that?
No, I'm hoping a lot of people will do that. I really want to hear all the different uses, because I've only just discovered a few, you know, that serve my purposes. But I did go camping on my last trip to Australia, and my brother took us camping, and because I'd never done it, and he wanted. Anyhow, I had to share a tent with my sister, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice if there was a divider or something so you didn't have to look at the other person in the other bunk? And with the Maggie snaps, you can hang a sheet up in a tent, and there's nothing else in the world that will do that. Without piercing the tent and letting the water in. So, you know, it's just phenomenal. Every single day you come up with practical... Oh, tablecloths at the beach. You can...
there you go, or picnicking.
Hold your tablecloths
off. Things like that.
And on sun lounges, you can hold your towel on your sun lounge and things like that. I'd probably on this trip I'll find more uses, seeing I'm at the beach. But yeah, that it's for making skirts. You can pull up skirts, make long skirts look more attractive. You can t-shirts and things like that. You can pull up and put a little tassel.
You know, it's funny. You know what I always used to do with my skirts, because I would like to. I have a lot of long skirts, and sometimes I like to gather them, but I don't like them. I don't want it to stay that way. I would actually, through the seam, do a long stitch and just pull it up and knot it. So it would give it like a little tiered side, and that way I could pull it out. But I'd much rather use a Maggie snap, because, again, now I'm pushing the fabric, and if I hit the stitch the wrong way, then it's going to cut the thread and stuff like that. I can't. Well, I'm picturing the skirt that I'm going to be wearing Christmas Eve with a Maggie snap.
Yes, you know, having
really
them in your wardrobe,
you'll skirt.
yeah, and you need a lot of them. I mean, that's why I package them in six to a pack, because there's you just use them for so many things, and you can leave them on your clothes. You know, they can go through the washing machine; doesn't even hurt. You know,
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I want you to finish your thought.
No, I think I'd finish that one. I've got so many thoughts running around in my head. I go from one thing to another.
You know what? That's where a half hour goes so fast, because we're wrapping up. So please let everybody know how to get in touch with you and how to get your Maggie snaps, because they really are a fabulous product. What a great, not only Christmas gift to give, but a Christmas gift to give yourself. You know, the holidays are coming up, so please let everybody know how to get you.
The easiest way is to go to mymaggies.com, and there are 6 or 7 videos on my website on how to wear from different size scarves and shawls and sarongs, how to use them. How to use the Maggies. And then that also will take you to a store finder, which you can put in your zip code and go to a store if there happens to be one in your area. Now, if there's not, you can click on the link and go directly to Amazon and order directly from Amazon. And that is on Amazon Prime and free shipping and all of that stuff. So they're very easy to get hold of. The website is designed to be useful. It's designed to show, it's an educational website with videos. So please go to the website and check it out.
Please do. And Maggie, I thank you so much for calling in from Australia. Have a wonderful rest of your day. To those of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio today. I really do encourage you to go to mymaggies.com. You are going to absolutely love these. And until our next show, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. And just go out there and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.